It's been a wild week for the banking industry, the main culprit, Silicon Valley Bank, which failed after customers pulled out billions of dollars in a modern-day bank run. But one of the most interesting parts of this story is how the bank got into trouble. Plot twist, the bank may have played it too safe. NPR's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Risk. It is tricky. Try to avoid one set of risks, and you just end up exposing yourself to another.
SVB was a very good bank until it wasn't. You know, almost overnight it failed. And the question is, you know, why did it fail?
Mark Williams is a professor of finance at Boston University. He has also worked as a bank examiner for the Federal Reserve. He says the problem at Silicon Valley Bank really started with its wild success. Many of its tech company customers were raking in money during the early pandemic.
Yeah, SVB was just flush. Its deposit base tripled between 2020 and really 2022, with billions and billions of dollars flowing in.
Silicon Valley Bank took all of those billions and stowed them into what is supposed to be the safest investment around, U.S. government bonds. So bonds are like a little loan you give the government for 3 months, a year, 10 years, depending on which kind of bond you buy. And at the end of that time, the government will pay you back for that loan plus a little interest. And U.S. bonds are considered to be the safest investment on the planet. They are often called a riskless asset. The downside? Government bonds do not pay out a lot. Super safe, not super profitable.
The culprit here were the long-term bonds.
Alexis Leondis writes about the bond market for Bloomberg. She says longer-term bonds, like 10-year bonds, will typically pay out more in the end than a 3-month or a 1-year bond, which makes sense, right? Because long-term bonds mean you agree to lend the government your money for years, and you get a bigger payout for that long wait.
Basically, what happened was SVB wanted a bigger payout, so they basically wanted to reach for longer-term bonds. I think because it felt like what it would get from shorter-term bonds was kind of a joke.
So Silicon Valley Bank locked billions of dollars away into 10-year bonds, supposedly the safest investment on earth. But there were risks it wasn't seeing. Risk number one, access. Those billions were now locked up for years. It would not be easy to get that money in an emergency. Risk number two, interest rates. So when interest rates started going up, the market value of Silicon Valley Bank's bonds went down because they had bought those bonds before interest rates started going up. So their bonds paid out less than the new bonds on the market, says Mark Williams.
So you bought, unfortunately, in 2020 or 2021 when interest rates were almost zero.
Which brings us to risk number three. Really, really rich customers. So when rumors started up about the bank, customers panicked and started pulling their money out. And because they were so rich, that meant multi-million, even multi-billion dollar accounts cashing out. Suddenly, Silicon Valley Bank needed a lot of cash, fast. But remember, a lot of its money was locked up in these 10-year bonds, and it now had to try to sell those to get cash. And this is where the interest rate risk bit the bank. Trying to sell those secondhand low interest rate bonds was not easy, says Williams.
Now the same investor in 2022 or 2023 could buy that same bond and the yield would be about 20 times higher. So to encourage investors to even think about your old bond, you have to discount it.
Discount as in fire sale. Silicon Valley Bank took huge losses, and as word of this got out, more investors panicked and pulled out their money. Mark Williams says this was a bank run on a scale the U.S. had not seen since the Great Depression.
Single day last week, depositors knocked on the door and pulled $41 billion depositor dollars out. No bank, no matter how strong, could ever survive that sort of withdrawal, you know, run on the bank.
The rest of Silicon Valley Bank depositors were bailed out. And Mark Williams says even though the bank made a bunch of very specific mistakes, investors are scared. They started yanking money out of smaller banks.
Which means then that, you know, these smaller regionals are getting potentially destabilized.
Where's the money going? Williams says a lot of it is getting deposited into big banks that customers see as more likely to get a bailout if troubles happen. And a lot of people are investing in U.S. government bonds. Demand has been spiking for the riskless asset. Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.